This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Another of the sessions on this morning was on extragalactic transients, and I'm here with Tanner Joseph from Southampton University, who was speaking about some X-ray sources. Could you tell us about your talk?
I studied the elliptical galaxy NGC 4472, and we found three very interesting point sources in this galaxy. Two of them are definitely black holes, and one of them is a possible black hole candidate. In terms of my research, I really wanted to be a black hole so I can write a paper about it. And then the other two candidates are, one is the first black hole ever to be discovered in a globular cluster, and the other one is also another black hole in a globular cluster, because I think black holes in globular clusters are kind of like buses. You wait thousands of years for one to turn up, but then once one does, another one comes along 3 years later.
So a globular cluster, is that a group of stars within this galaxy?
Globular clusters are dense groups of stars, not within the galaxy itself, but orbiting around the galaxy like natural satellites.
Okay, and something that people always ask is, if they're black holes, how can you see them in X-rays? Could you explain that?
That's a very good question that I also get asked quite a lot. The way we detect them in X-rays is not, the X-rays aren't coming directly from the black hole, but they're coming from an accretion disk around the black hole, which is just a disk of really hot and energetic matter that's formed around the black hole, almost like we think about a drain, like in your bath, the plug, the water swirls around before it falls into the plug. It's like that.
And these black holes, are they stellar black holes, so are they like the kind of mass of our sun, or are these really big ones?
They are not the supermassive black holes, not the really big ones. They are, I guess, between the mass of our sun and about 50 or so solar masses.
Okay. And where is this research going? So what can we find out about black holes and about these galaxies from this?
Well, first of all, there's I wouldn't use the word controversy, but there is a very old paper that was written in 1969, and they said that this person put forward that black holes shouldn't exist in globular clusters because of the motions inside the globular clusters, they would actually be ejected.
All right.
And so people have sort of just gone by that and used that as sort of a gospel truth. And my supervisor dared to be different and actually found these black holes in the globular clusters where everyone just thought that they wouldn't exist there.
That's really interesting. Thank you very much for talking to us.